Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Main Street. Main Street. The most popular street name in the United States is Main. Every big city has a Main Street, and small towns have a street, avenue, or boulevard called Main. You see, when cities were established hundreds of years ago, Main was the name of the most important street in the town. This is where all the business and enterprises were located. This is where all the activity took place. This is the street that was the center of the city. And now, even though many things have changed, the name Street of Main remains most dominant. Well, my friends, there is a Main Street in this Christian life. There are some key values that we should make the main things in our lives. Remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. Then we discover in Psalms 37 and 4 that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. Do you know your Main Street? In this lesson, my friends, we're going to outline the four key elements using our BLVD acronym. Yes, my friends, these are the four key elements that we should keep primary in our lives as saints of God. That B stands for the importance of a belief system. You see, everything in life begins with belief. The Bible even tells us in Mark 9 and 23 that if we can believe, all things are possible to him that can believe. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to restore that belief system. Remember, the Bible tells us in Romans 4 and 20 that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be strong in the faith, and we've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how our faith is predicated. We're saved by faith through grace. This is a process, my friends and neighbors, of believing. And yes, my friends, if we can just believe, everything can happen in our favor. You see, the belief systems that we have can either be sporadic or systematic. Sporadic means we're only believing when things are going well. Systematic is believing no matter what. It's believing in the midst of criticism, in the midst of adversity. Remember, Jesus was often criticized. He was mocked and he was ridiculed. He didn't stop believing that he was a son of God just because people doubted him. He continued to believe because of what he knew. Do you know that you are a child of God? That no matter what a person says, no matter what they do, that doesn't change your sonship in Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's not just the belief system that we should keep the main thing, but it's also our love. Yes, my friends, we oftentimes would categorize the love in different ways. We call some love puppy love. And we say other love is a mother's love, and we say other love is romantic love, but there is no love greater than the love of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that love that he shed abroad in our hearts. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 John 4 and 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Have you ever seen a married couple that seem like they can't stand each other, and every time they're in each other's presence, they want to argue and fight? Have you ever seen siblings act like that? Other family members act like that? You see, the characteristic of Christians, my friends, is not how often we go to church. It's not how much we read our Bibles. It's how much love we can show and we can share, starting with our own homes and in our own households. You see, the Bible tells us in Luke 10 and 27 that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, our souls, our minds, and strength, and we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all show love. That V reminds us of the importance of victory. You see, everybody loves a winner, and nobody wins like Jesus. Jesus has placed in us the power to win every time. Did you know that winning was in your destiny? That you're supposed to be victorious? That the businesses you start are supposed to prosper? The church you have is supposed to thrive? The family that you have is supposed to be excited and unified and one? Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, thanks be to God that that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we discover in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 that God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Did you know that you're going to be made to triumph? That's the reason why Romans 8, 28 says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. You were made to win, my friends and neighbors. You were made to succeed. You were made to thrive. That's the reason why you get the promotions. That's the reason why good things come in your path. That's the reason why things work well in your favor. You were made to win. Look at how Joseph was made to win no matter what his brothers did to him. How Moses was made to win no matter what Pharaoh tried to do. How you, my friends, have been made and designed and dedicated to win. That D reminds us of the importance of diligence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, diligence is just the art of working hard, giving it all we've got, always doing our best. Remember, we're encouraged in Colossians chapter 3 that whatever we do, do it all as we're doing it to God and not unto men. Yes, my friends, we have the ability to be diligent. We discover in Deuteronomy 6 and 7 that we should be diligent when it comes to teaching our children about the scriptures. We discover then that in Proverbs 10 and 4 that we should be diligent even as it pertains to our businesses. We discover that in Proverbs 22 and 29. The Bible says a man diligent in his business will stand before kings. There is a value to putting some work along with our faith, to doing the best we can and living in a spirit of excellence like Daniel did in Daniel chapter 6. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can do the main thing all the time. This is all the time of yours I'm going to take today until we talk again on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.